I have found something here.
Is this the millennial story?
Yep. Are my millennials here?
Thought we'd never get here.
Yep. All right. As we all know on the Rokan show with Anna DeVlantis, we have these two kids with us every day doing their jobs.
Kevin and Violetta.
Right. Who, when you add up their age, they equal
mine.
It
almost equals yours.
It almost equals mine. Right. And
ouch, I hadn't thought of it in that way.
That really worries me. It really, don't worry about, I'm fine.
You say two kids, it sounds like you're babysitting us or something.
Right. Well,
when's
I
just, nap time?
You feel that
when don't I feel like that? Let's go with that. Anyway.
I need a ride later, by the way.
A what?
A ride later.
He does. He needs a ride.
Drop me off at my friend's house.
Where, to Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
Get the pizza.
We're going to take them to the mall. We're going to go watch
boxes,
a movie.
If everyone's anyone's interested.
That'd be good. Perfect. That'd be good. They leave in the back of the truck, though. I don't like that.
It was once. I'm sorry.
They just throw their milk in the back of the truck, and then I find it under the seats.
I hate that.
Violetta actually did do that a couple of weeks ago.
Not on purpose.
Anyway, the point is this. That there is, and these are our millennial editors because they've lived this life. They live in their parents' basement. It's basically exactly what you would expect, except they show up for work every day and they do an excellent job. That's the only difference.
It's true.
Now, and there's not quite as much complaining as I expected there to be, but I don't know. Who knows what they're saying behind our backs?
Maybe it's early.
Yeah, we just do it to each other.
I do see them talking to each other on this little intercom system that we have here because everybody's in a different studio. At least Anna and I are together, but Judy's in a different room, and Violetta and Kevin, they're all in different rooms. And everybody talks through this little box here, and we like press buttons and talk to each other.
But you can see some eye rolls and some other stuff going on.
Right, because there's cameras on all of us, and we get to sort of look at it that way. And that's...
They're talking to each other right now. Look at it. Look at it. Oh. And they're cracking up, and they're mocking us. I can tell. Can you Judy, you too? What? You can see us?
Yeah, who can hear the intercom system? Does anyone have access to that?
I'm going to turn that
on.
We're
going to figure
that
out. Get Bill on that, the engineer.
I'm going to press a button. Anyway, listen to this. There's one thing that truly separates millennials from baby boomers, because there are a lot of things that, even though as much as baby boomers like to look down on millennials and go, we would have never done that. Back in my day, we did very important things. Like we smoked weed and we went to Woodstock. You people live in your parents' basement, even though they were going back to their parents' basement.
Or basically homeless.
Here's one thing that baby boomers apparently love to do and millennials hate. Nudist colonies.
What? Nudist colonies?
Nudist colonies.
Millennials hate them?
Millennials hate nudist colonies. As a matter of fact...
I didn't know we still had nudist colonies.
There's nudist colonies all over the country. There's a big one in Indiana. In central Indiana. Which, I think that's kind of more of your summer resort, right? Because if you go to that nudist colony like in November or February, that's going to be...
Sure.
That's, yeah. It's cold outside! You hear a lot of guys saying that. But the naked group in... And this is actually in British Columbia. The Van Tan Club, a nudist colony in North Vancouver. Sunny Friday afternoon, handful of aging nudists are sitting on lawn chairs overlooking a stunning view of Seymour Mountain, which, by the way, is the nickname for one of the guys that's the nudist colony.
Seymour Mountain.
Yeah, Seymour Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting around and they're lamenting the fact. And by the way, this is a place that was opened in 1939. I mean, the people that this has been a wacky sort of side bit of people to do for a long time, to go to nudist colonies.
And it's just like a vacation, or you live in the colony for some time? I don't understand the purpose.
Well, you go and you like a vacation. You take a couple weeks off and you're just naked the whole time. So it'd be very liberating. I mean, I was never, I'm with the millennials on this one. This is not something I would ever do. But years ago, I got sent a promotional video. This is how long ago it was, on a VHS tape from the one in central Indiana. And it shows people, like families, sitting around a table. Like, you know, mom and dad and the kids around a table having breakfast all naked.
See, that's where they lost me. If it was a group of people my age, it could be fun. be a party.
Would you ever do that for guys, I would think? But Violetta, would you do that?
No, I just feel like there's so much germs and problems with that. I mean, no.
Problems?
Are there?
This would be the least of the problems.
I mean, are you, like, what are you sitting on? I don't know. It just feels unclean.
Yeah.
Everything you touch is dirty.
What are you sitting on? I don't know. Chairs.
Right. Where do you put
the
room
key? Yeah,
but
who else sat on that chair?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Stick with me, Kevin.
I'd give it a shot. I mean, the whole family thing, that's weird.
That, yeah, you know, do you really want to sit around with your naked mother and father? Do you really?
No. I'm blushing just thinking about it.
Right. Bronco is sitting there? I don't see that.
I'd give it a whirl for a day or two.
Pass green beans, please. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
That would be weird. Oh, it would just be weird. Is it extended family, like grandma and grandpa, too?
Oh, and they show. Oh, my God. I mean, and that video, they do. They show guys in these news conferences. They're just like old guys with beards in both places.
Oh, my God. No.
I mean, it is. I don't get it at all.
Plus, when I'm with my brothers and my cousins, we always, you know, it's our annual tackle football game, so that can get kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, we got freaked out once on a family vacation. We rented a house, and one of the older members of our family wore a guy in his 60s, wore a short robe and came and sat down in the living room and just hung out. But the robe was always opening, and everyone's like, oh,
literally.
Oh.
Thank you for noticing.
Like that alone, and that wasn't nudity, that was just a robe, and that was still, I still remember it.
I remember that moment too, Anna. That was really a very special moment, I think, you know, between the two of us, even though we're blood relatives.
One of the kids had to call him out and say, are you wearing anything underneath that robe?
Why no, I'm not. I don't think that's, you know, that's confining, and that's exactly, they're trying to sap me of my very important spermatozoa motilities.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That grossed me out. All that, just remembering that and your reaction to everything.
Yeah. All right.
There is a naked restaurant in London that's a pop-up restaurant, so to speak, and they apparently are booked solid. So people are getting into this dining naked together.
Well, again, where is the health department when you need them? Remind me never to eat anything in London. You know, when this mayor, and the new Muslim mayor of London takes over, who says, Trump says, he's the exception. We can let him in the country. I don't know why Trump just became Woody Allen, but he did. But one day he's coming in the country. I think he should like look into that because that's like a health violation. Who was the mayor before this guy that was letting that happen?
I don't know.
That's
hopefully, the
right.
Kitchen staff's not also nude.
Oh,
say
imagine
semi naked.
Oh my God,
semi naked for the staff.
Yeah, well, but in the kitchen. I mean, you could really hurt yourself with that.
That would be dangerous.
This splatter, right, on those pans and stuff? Oh, my. Oh, it's right about that level, too.
And plus, in these colonies, there's probably a no social media type policy in place.
Now,
no
that's
photos.
Very interesting because I don't know. You know, the nudist colony is, you know, they've been around for so long. And now that there is the social media component, maybe there's like a whole, like, there's probably a, I'll bet you there's an app. With it, that is just like a members-only app of nudists.
Is there some sort of screening process? Because what if some
None.
Creeper just wants to be with
None.
A bunch
right.
of...
None.
Exactly
it does not matter.
Exactly why you never go.
So and you can't like vote people off the island?
No. And this is the problem. The people who want to be naked shouldn't. That is the rule.
General rule. Right. Always
General
holds.
Rule. People who want to be naked should not be naked.
Yeah, I was on a dive trip in the Caribbean, and they took us. They said, okay, we're going to pass by the nude beach. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, it's going to be great. It was not great.
No, it's never great.
It was not great.
Never
great. We're like, oh, can you turn over? Can you just get back out to sea? This is not nice.
Now, I went to a nude bar.
Hold on a second. I was on that beach. So I had to go by in the boat. I waved at her, pointed at her. Oh,
you may have been at the nude bar, too.
Wait, a nude bar? That exists?
Yeah, it's in Key West, you know, the most decadent place.
No, it's not topless.
Was that really you, Judy?
No, it was totally naked.
Oh, wait, hold on a second, Judy. You got to get out of my dream. Hold on. All right, now you're out of my dream.
creepy guy got creeped out? What's going on over there?
Oh, because I saw Judy naked at the bar. She's a handsome woman, but I just get scared.
Don't worry, I had paint all over my body.
Oh,
so
God.
Good.
Oh, God.
So, oh, my God.
That was the key.
I like that because it was red, white, and blue. Everybody else had rainbow colors, and I was very offended by that, but Judy came in with red, white, and blue body paint. Of course.
You guys need to lay off the edibles during work. It's not.
Violetta's telling us that that's a problem.
Of course, I had to salute Judy.
You can't even get it out.
Wait, who snorted? Who's going to take that snort?
Who owns the snort? That's Judy. I'm calling Judy out.
It wasn't good.
Because otherwise I get blamed.
She snorted snort. That day, too.
Well, what did you expect after the salute? I needed something. Oh, God. Okay.
So juvenile.
All right, all
okay,
right.
Can I call that?
All right.
Listen,
all right.
There were very strict rules at the naked bar, and people looked okay, but I will say.
What kind of strict rules were there at the naked bar?
No
it's naked bar. That defines no rules.
And a lot of people were dancing.
Well, wait, how do you get to the naked bar? Do you go clothed and then just drop your coat?
Right, there's places to change. But going to your point about there was this guy who was sitting down and then he got up and I went to sit down and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I was not naked. Let me point that out first. I just was up there.
Let me explain something. You know, in the naked bar, don't sit too close to the ice well because there's shrinkage.